planting clover can really help a lawn in times of drought. We're picking up some seed next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Add a little clover to your yard for added benefits. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening explains.
I planted some clover out in the lawn, and yesterday after church, I walked in the backyard and there are little itty bitty seedlings from the places where I planted clover. Clover is just this fantastic plant. I mean, people know it for clover honey, and some people who know more about gardening know that it will help bring nitrogen out of the air and be able to return it to the soil. But if you're planting in a lawn area, clover puts out a deep taproot, and that taproot goes down and it'll allow other roots to follow down there. And the clover taproot is funny because it'll last a year or two and then it dies. But it leaves this channel behind for water and for other plants to follow that channel down, so it can really improve an area that you've been having difficulties with and make it a more productive area beyond just the nitrogen. Clover also in your lawns is really great. I think I've talked about this in the last couple of months, but when we have the drought, when I lived in Lehigh, they couldn't get water up our hill even if they had it. And all the areas where we had clover growing had green grass. But something a couple inches away where there wasn't any clover would go brown. And that's not because of the nitrogen. That's something else happening. And I'm not sure exactly what. I've got some suspicions. I haven't seen any science to prove it yet, so I'm not going to claim anything. But the observation is there, and I've had friends also make that observation. If you're a beekeeper, it's not just about the good quality honey, but clover has got a good quality protein in the pollen.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.